Professor, I've been pondering some questions in my mind. What will planet Earth be like in 100 years' time? Will man be strolling on the moon? Make fact of science fiction.
Settle down, my eager lad. I'll tell you my predictions. In the year 2000 of our Lord, our boats will sail on wheels, and far-off lands will be explored on dragons made of steel.
So no more walking?
Not as much. Look, moving city streets. And that's just the beginning.
Wow, the future's looking sweet.
Yes, I guess to you it might well seem that way, but the romance of the future world lies only in today.
Professor, I've been wondering, what is the future like? The present seems so boring that it keeps me up at night.
Ah, scientists can create a partner if you're feeling lonely. And floating taco trucks will serve fantastic guacamole. A chip designed to read your mind and broadcast all your feelings. And giant screens that line the walls and floors and doors and ceilings. Skipping forward a century, perspectives are the same. Even though there's no disease, they're sick of the mundane. It's clear to me, technology is best viewed from afar. Once the gadget's in your hands, well, you want to raise the bar. Don't you agree?
Sorry, dear professor, I missed everything you said. But soon they say my grandpa could be brought back from the dead. Chandeliers will brew our beers while poultry spread out pies. I'll have a panda exoskeleton and shoot lasers from my eyes.
The wonders of tomorrow are better kept that way. The romance of the future world lies only in today. Yes, the romance of the future world lies only in today.
The romance of the future world lies only in today.